Welcome to the Herzog Podcast. Joining us today, we have Trent Newton, Safety Director of National Construction, Brian Hadley, Director of Safety for HTSI, Trey Rowe, Safety Director of Rail Services US, and Chris Comer, Director of Safety Coordination.
We're gathered today to talk about Safety Week. This week's theme was Strong Voices, Safe Choices. So as we talked about it, and we've sat down throughout the week, you know, on Monday we talked about engagement. And with engagement piece was, we take care of each other, we make each other better, right? On Tuesday it was risk identification, which comes back to our culture playbook of know the work, no shortcuts, no exceptions. On Wednesday, brain matters, which is get your mind right. We talked about bring the best version of yourself every day. And Thursday, we talked about we over me. Build skill, and we make each other better. So today, being Friday, we're going to talk about this pursuit of excellence and to thank all of our employees, right? So the pursuit of excellence from our culture playbook is we do the right thing even when it's hard. We provide solutions, no excuses, and we find a way to do it safely. So with that, I think comes to how does strong voices and safe choices, what does that mean to me, and how have I applied it over the week? How do I apply it every day? And the strong voices is having, you know, if you see something, say something, make sure we're talking to our employees, make sure we're talking to each other, making sure if something's not quite right that we're going back and we're discussing it. We're gaining clarity on the situation. And the safe choices, and I think, Trey, you had a great story about safe choices and how our employees are making the decision to do the right thing every day, even when it's hard.
Right. So a couple weeks ago, we had a situation on the Herzog Services rail testing crew where an employee, a crew had recently switched trucks and they were doing their job, their rail testing, they're going down the track and they encountered a bridge where they found an indication. So in this moment, what you're supposed to do is you get out and you hand test this verification to verify it. And when the crew went to grab their fall protection to get out on this unprotected bridge, they realized they didn't bring it with them from their last truck. And so the employee made the right choice, the hard choice. He called it in to the his supervision to let him know, hey, I've got a situation where I don't have the right PPE to do the job. He could have easily snuck out there, probably done his hand test real quick and not said anything, and nobody would have known any different. But he made the right choice, escalated it, contacted supervision, and ultimately the crew was shut down for the day until we could get them the proper protection they needed to do their job the safe way.
Yeah, safety's a little different in the sense that we can make a lot of mistakes in other areas, whether that be, you know, maybe we didn't get the quality quite right. We need to rework something, or maybe our production or timing wasn't quite right. Didn't get a train on time because we missed a step and had to redo something. But when we're talking about safety, when things go wrong, there's not a second opportunity. And in my eyes, when we're talking strong voices and safe choices, it all starts with ownership. It's owning that 20 square feet. It's having the courage to step up and say something. It's knowing that work and making the right decision. And when you don't know something, knowing to step back and ask for help, right? And in my eyes, that ties directly into safety without compromise and power of the team.
When we take a moment to pause and get our mind right, on Wednesday, we have the topic that we spoke about, brain matters or clarity. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting your mind right, bring the best version of yourself every day. And that's what was the best part of this safety week to me, was that we tied it in with our culture playbook. And it's the terminology that we've been using and that we're living every day. And it is about what we are as professionals, because every single employee that is out there doing the job is a professional. And we get to do this job every day. Being that it is Friday and the theme is thank you, I would like to thank every one of the professionals that's out there doing the job and doing it safely every single day.
I like the point Brian brought up about brain matters and gaining clarity. You know, when we talk about gaining clarity, it's provide clarity too, right? So when we talked about our engagements on Monday, It's providing clarity to our employees so they know the work, they understand the work, right? It's gaining the clarity so I know the work, right? On Tuesday, the risk identification, it's gaining clarity. It's understanding the risk associated with what we're doing, right? The we over me, it's gaining clarity again. It's coming together as a team. And if I don't know something, show me how to do something. But if one of my fellow employees doesn't know something, just showing them how to do it correctly. It's taking that pause, making sure everybody understands what's going on, that we know the work, we know what's going to happen, we know the risks associated with it. You know, and if we do all those things, the pursuit of excellence and providing elite results is an automatic thing, right? It's going to be there. It's just taking those proactive pauses and making sure that we're following through on our behaviors and our outcomes that we want, whether it's safety without compromise, whether it's power of the team, the we over me, passion for the customer, that we get it done, the pursuit of excellence, whatever it is. So it's proactive pauses, gaining clarity, and acting with a disciplined response is going to get us the outcome we want. And part of that is the strong voices and the safe choices. Strong voices providing and gaining clarity. Safe choices is when I don't know, I'm asking, right? Or if I see something, I'm saying something. Like Brian said, today's the day we want to say thank you to everybody that's out there, everybody that puts in the effort each and every day, all the Herzogians out there, right? Not only for this week and your efforts that you put forth this week, but every day of the year that we're out there. We're out there 365 days of the year providing services to customers all over the country. We're doing a great job. We just need to keep up doing that great job. Thank you to everybody who puts that effort in.
Yeah, Trent, you made a good point there about 365 days a year. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Rain, shine, snow, all kinds of different conditions, which can affect safety. And that just makes us even that much more important. You have to be able to take that time to know the work, you know, build upon that clarity and just have that voice. That strong voice. And, you know, we talk about strong voice. That doesn't mean that you have to come in yelling and screaming. It just means that you have to be able to step up and make yourself heard and make the safe and right choice, sometimes even when it's hard, much like the story that Trey told us a few moments ago. Make that safe choice, but say something about it.
Yeah, that requires getting out of your comfort zone a little bit. From time to time.
Absolutely.
It's right? Not an easy spot to get into. But when I'm looking at what we covered this week, from starting with engagement, we set the tone, what the expectation is, and the risk identification and how we're diving into it and taking the time to identify the issues that we have, and getting our mind right, making sure we're bringing the right version of ourselves out here. The we over me, this was big in my eyes from a mentoring standpoint. You know, I've heard it said before on this podcast, and we can't be what our people are not, and we have to learn something new every day when we're out here on the job site. Now, it requires the guys that have experience to invest in that younger generation. I guess one of the things that I've heard over the years that a lot of people tend to complain about is the differences between the generations. Well, that's what we've got, and the reality is we're lucky to have them out here, and we need to invest in our people as we're moving forward. And then that pursuit of excellence is just having the goal in front of you, keeping your eyes on the prize, making sure that we're adjusting and adapting and finding a way to solve the issues and challenges that we have using the resources that we have around us.
So you used the word invest, Chris. And then we talk about using strong voices. Well, we also need to invest the time to listen and communicate. Because if we have a team member or an employee that takes that time to use that strong voice and make that safe choice, we need to make sure and take the time to listen to their perspective. And we need to listen. And we need to care about that person and take it into consideration. And we need to take steps to make it safe. We also need to make sure that we understand that our reaction to them is that our words, our tone, and our body language will impact how our communication is received. Like you said, comfort zone. If they're stepping outside of their comfort zone, and then we react poorly, they may not do that again. So if they see something, say something with that strong voice, make a safe choice, come forward, and then we don't react properly, what do you think they're going to do next time?
Right, it sets a tone. No, you're absolutely right. It's a two-way conversation, and that's one of the things that I think that's difficult sometimes when we run into safety issues in the field. Right, we see something, we've got some experience, we identify, and we already may perceive that we know what the solve is. It has to be a two-way conversation. And the question that we don't always ask ourselves is, how do we get here in the first place? How did we as a team allow ourselves to get here? And again, that comes back to getting out of your comfort zone, having the courage to step up, and having the courage to set the environment up to where your people will step up with that strong voice so that we can make the right choice. Because at the end of the day, an individual may make a mistake, but as a team, we allow ourselves to either succeed or fail.
I agree, and that's what Power of the Team is all about. We make each other better. I'd like to take a moment to just thank everybody for your continued efforts. Hopefully this week you got something out of all the different topics that were discussed, and you not only practice it here at work, but you take it home and practice it outside the job as well, because it's not just safety while you're here. It's safety all the time, and there's no breaks.
Yeah, I want to at least throw in a thank you as well. I've had the pleasure of having an opportunity to work with some specific groups out here, and I feel like I've been benefited personally with becoming better myself. And that investment that people have put into me as well, I want to thank for that, as well as all that hard work and dedication that really goes unnoticed from a standpoint of are you getting highlighted every day? You don't, right? When we end up going through and making a good decision, we don't typically get patted on the back. And this is an opportunity to step back and reflect on the year of what you've done over last year and think of all the good things that we've done and recognize yourself for that, recognize your coworkers for that. But we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for everybody out there working so hard and making these good decisions.